Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Queen is here. It's 7 past 1. It's Friday. That means it's Feisty Friday with Shaletta. We're going to get to you and just another check in the box as you ascend to the dominant force on planet Earth. But we do have some breaking news.
What happened?
We have some breaking news, and it was on the list, but the news has just broken that Princess Kate has announced that she has cancer. And that's why she has been out of sight for the last couple months.
They can't let the woman get her cancer treatment in peace. She had to come out and tell the world she had cancer. They would not leave that woman alone until she. This is a shame.
Yeah, let's give the complete update here, and then I want to react too, because I think some of this has been just utterly ridiculous. So she goes in January, according to Catherine here, for a procedure where she was told there would not be cancer. The procedure takes place and they discover cancer then. She has been undertaking chemotherapy over the last weeks, and she repeated again, "I am well, I am getting better, but I've been taking this time away from the public for a couple things. One, to recover, and one, to explain it to her children." So again, the Princess of Wales, Catherine, diagnosed with cancer when the procedure, they believe, would not tell her she had cancer, but when it took place, they diagnosed her with that. Chemotherapy, that's why she has not been visible, and there's a lot of analysis that's breaking out right now. Dave, I've been clicking on the cable nets. They've been going with wall to wall. Did you tell me that CBS just broke in with their coverage also?
Yeah, we had both ABC and CBS on here. Both broke in, but I mean CBS obviously airing the NCAA basketball tournament. But Norah O'Donnell jumped on. They played the Kate video, and they were cutting away from basketball for a few minutes.
Yeah, couple minutes. What's your initial reaction, Shaletta?
I hate that we can't let this woman take care of herself in peace. You know, now I think that the palace should have said something, you know, especially after it came out that the pictures were doctored and they were trying to put out this, you know, happy image that she was all healthy and well and strong. But that misses out on an opportunity to encourage women to get checked and to go to their doctor. You know, there's a lot of young women who look up to her, And when she comes out and tells her story, that may make them go and get checked and make that annual doctor's visit. But you know, it's just so much deception going on over there at that palace. It's been that way since forever. Nothing's changing.
Right.
And I just hate that she has to deal with the stress of all this while trying to get healthy. She is a mama. She's got three babies. I don't care how many nannies she's got. She's still got three babies that she wants to be alive to take care of. And stress will kill you. And the last thing you need when your body is down and you are fighting a disease like cancer is stress. So the palace
There
should have
is
taken better care
this.
of better care of her. The palace should have done a better job.
Yeah, that's a very good point. There, listen, when you're as visible as the Princess of Wales, as she is, you don't lose privacy. You don't completely lose it. But if you're someone who is as visible as she normally is, who is out there for causes, who is out there with your family, and you're a member of the royal family, what the royal family means to England. Royalty, to me, I don't think about it very often at all. In fact, I shake my head how much time our country spends on it. But if you're one of the figures who, in theory, is involved in some level of leadership, you know, it's still parliament, it's still the prime minister, but there is some level of expectation of information at some point. And I'm not saying, first 5 minutes, you get a diagnosis and you're devastated that you have to put that news out there 5 minutes afterwards. You know, you fell in love with someone. Oh, by the way, the future King England, you knew that. You knew if you jumped in this, there were parts of your life you were going to share. I'm with you. It feels like the folks who are involved in coordinating messages for the royal family could have done a much better job. So just a timeline here. January 17th, she goes in for the procedure. Then January 29th, she's back out. And again, at the time, Shaletta, it was viewed the way they described it. It was
Oh,
not
it's nothing.
cancerous.
Yeah, we're just checking. But that's how you found out. That's called early detection, right? Chad, these people are paid six figures in American dollars, and there's a team of them to come up with strategy to get information out to people. And
They
you mean to
stink at it.
tell me this was the best they could do? Do I need to hop on a plane and do a workshop for the palace? Because this is the thing, Chad. You and I
I
have
see the
these
tweet coming already.
you already know. You already know. I'm typing right now. But this is the thing, Chad. You and I have both we got these little old stinky radio jobs. We get on the air and we talk to people and we make them laugh, we make them think. We interview folks and we got to get divorced. Well, damn it, we got to come up with a strategy. We can't be married and then divorced and not tell the people who we asked to listen to our radio show, who we asked to buy our books, who we asked to show up to our events. We know that these people are connected to us. We're like family, and we can't not tell them what's going on. I remember when Sean and I got divorced. Yes, there is a divorce. You've seen the paperwork. And I told Sean, I said, we
Yeah.
have to tell these people what's going on. And he said, well, who you think we are? J Lo and Ben? I said, no, we're not J Lo and Ben, but we've asked these people to connect with us. They are connected to us. We are connected to them, and we owe them that information. That's part of the job. He didn't sign up to be a radio host, but he married one. And so that's some stuff that comes with that. She know what's going on. We got 9 million cameras at her wedding and her every move. You go to
Yep.
the doctor, you get diagnosed with cancer, you got to come out and say something. That's just it. You don't get no pass. I understand it's cancer, but you don't get a pass.
They're lousy at communicating. They just are. And
That's
you
because they
know me.
lie.
Listen.
That's what happened. When you lie a lot, then it's communication is bad. When you tell the truth, you don't have a problem with communication. But when you don't tell the truth,
Yep.
communication is difficult for you.
Yeah,
I
I mean
said it. I said it
that's a
out
fair point.
loud. I said it out
Yeah,
loud.
just picking up on your previous comments. Listen, I have decided to be pretty darn public on this show with divorces and separations and Q's health and frustration about the station. And by the way, if somebody doesn't want to do that and they don't want to share, they have every right to do it. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying that is my approach, right? That's how I've decided to do it. There are many people in radio, whether here in town or elsewhere, and I think they're great at what they do. And maybe I know them, so I know some things, and they don't share. They don't have to. I'm not faulting them. When you jump into this business, you jump into the royal family, there is some level of expectations. And there's some point of, okay, she has cancer. Let's figure out how serious it is and what the treatment is. So, again, I'm not talking the next day, but this is from the procedure middle January. Okay,
and
to
it's
now,
March.
March 21st.
It's getting ready to be April.
Okay,
and they got a team of people. Chad, it's not like she got to make this decision by herself. It's not like it's her and her husband and kids, and they got to try to figure out what to say or who to call. They got a team of people with the media on speed dial. They can hold a whole news conference without her. Just the media team. Let everybody know what's going on and keep it moving.
But so let me jump
they let
in
the whole
point,
where's Kate go out of control before they decide to finally say something. It's a damn shame.
So let's also remember the dynamic of William, okay? William has been very public in his anger ever since the paparazzi chased his mother over and over and over again, including into the tunnel where she would eventually die. It's not just William, it's Harry, but in this case, it's William. So William's frustration with the media is pretty darn high, okay? And so this is the future king of England who, in this case, may have just been selfish, may have just said, you know what, I already lost my mom way too soon. Now the love of my life has cancer. We've got three kids. Bleep the responsibility. I'm worried about my wife.
And then
I
that's
think
when you say,
he can
hey,
do both.
Team. Hey, yep. Right, because he could call on that team. Hey, team of paid media experts. They have a whole suite over here at the palace whose job it is to take care of the media. Y'all go ahead and make a statement. Here's what we want you to say. And I'm going to keep taking care of my wife and family, along with the servants that we have and the housekeeper and the babysitter and all these other folks that cook and do everything else except for brush my teeth. Y'all go ahead and take
what,
care
what
of
what if we find out this? Let me just jump in. What if we find out that they did go to him? And he said, hey, by the way, I'm your boss. I don't care about any statement. This is my wife. I don't care about the speculation. Until she's ready, we're not saying a thing. It wouldn't surprise me if that's part of the dynamic. You could listen, if you're the queen and I'm your PR person, and I know you'd love that scenario, and I'm telling you, we should do this, we should do that, and you're the queen, look at me and say, sounds good, Chad. This case, we're not doing anything. That's also possible.
That is very true. That is very true.
Because
whatever happened, they did not handle it well.
Yep.
They need to be teaching this class at the Hubbard School of Journalism in the PR department about what not to do.
Do you know anybody who teaches there at all?
I do. Me. I have a podcasting class over there. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew. I wasn't going to mention it, but you know, since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and say it.
And again, my interest in the Royals is perpetually low. We debated, okay, we have the Queen of England occasionally calls in. We have Camilla. And I told Dave, if there's something bad, I don't want to do the bit. I just don't want to do it. And by the way, we do things that people can question our taste, and I might say, I don't know what you're talking about. I was fine with it. Or you're right. Again, this is not a holier than thou. Oh, my God. We waited. You know, but there was a bit of fear of this. And so, again, while they're well down the list of I'm not exactly a royal watcher, but when it's cancer, you send your best. Let's pause. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is the thing. A lot of us knew it was something serious. you know, in the media. We just kind of had a sense because this kind of stuff happens. You know, what other people on social media think she's just hiding. You know, we've seen these scenarios play out before with celebrities who
there was a lot of a lot of different rumors, right?
Yeah, a lot of different rumors. But when you in it in the business like us, we just say, okay, we're just gonna wait because something's going on. You know what I mean?
And so, show of hands, as David Kahn once said, anyone in this conversation on a cover of a prominent Twin Cities business show of hands. Show of hands. I see one woman. I see one woman. She's on another cover. We'll talk about that with Shalette in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's William Shatner's 93rd birthday, so we're playing music from William Shatner. We're going to a CBS update in about 6 minutes, but here we go again. You, right in the middle of more major media coverage, tell people the latest, and then can I also add, you're so kind to me, and I appreciate it when you'll tell people I stood up to one of the bosses.
Not
here.
Not today. I only have 6 minutes.
You know, I was written up. I want to know when, outside of the compliments, I get cash. That's what I want to know.
It's probably cash. Not going to happen for you. It's not going to.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the cash. Uh-huh. Okay, I want the cash. I mean, 50-50, you're making millions. Mm-hmm. I'm just barely getting by. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Everything works out for you.
I'll throw you a quarter when I see you in the street saying, I'll podcast for food. Okay,
right,
I'll podcast.
Right. Yeah. So, because I'm fabulous, Twin Cities Business Magazine has put me on the cover of their latest edition, which is out in April. The cover is phenomenal. It's not one of those stuffy business covers where they're sitting across their arms and legs. I'm outside in the cold dancing to Mary J. Blige and Michael Jackson, and they snap a shot of me wearing my Josie Johnson custom jacket that I had my friends at Image 360 in Woodbury make for me. And the story is just really all about how fabulous I am and how I use my platform to help other small business owners.
Busting barriers. Right.
Busting
there.
Barriers.
I'm looking
Boom.
At you
Boom.
Right now.
Wait, are you in front of one of my billboards? Are you?
No.
Because
No.
I just got 7 of them. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you was. I didn't know if you were broadcasting.
Are you putting a picture of Jason DeRusha on one of your billboards?
In fact, I was trying to get one of his down. I was like, can I have the one Jason's on? I want to replace Jason. Can you take his face off and put my face on? But, yeah, so apparently this all is a part of they have these community impact awards every year. My company won one. And so they had to pick of the people that won There's some other people on the list. I don't know who they are. They're not important to me. I just know I want one. And so,
they're irrelevant.
And so when they sent me the note, Chad, they said, "Hi, congratulations. You've won the Community Impact Award for the work you do to help small business owners." So I pick up the phone. You know, it's a form letter. So I pick up the phone and I call over there to Twin Cities Business Magazine. And I was like, "Is this what we're doing today? We're sending out form letters? This is not how I operate. So I want the cover. I want the cover." They were like, "Well, we have to decide and we have to look and see." I was like, "There's nobody else that important on that list. Who's going to give you that earned media? Who's going to make sure to get the word out about the magazine? Who's going to make sure you don't have a copy left for sale? Any of those other people? I don't think so. I want the cover." So I think 90, after much consideration.
95% of my friends who told that story, I would say, "Don't believe it. You're exaggerating." I believe you 1,000%. I believe you on the life of my children.
I did that.
That you called there and basically demanded the cover of the magazine.
I did that. I did. "You have not because you asked not." I did that. And because I deserve it. And because I work really hard. And, you know, my business has only been around for 4 years. And to see the progress and growth that my company has made and the impact that my company and I have made in this community in 4 years is remarkable. I should be on the cover of everything. Mm-hmm. It's Women's History Month. I'm making history. I don't apologize.
Another month for you? Okay.
And then you know about Autism Awareness Month coming up next month. So it's really three
that's
in a row.
Me.
Black
okay.
History.
We'll share
women.
That month.
I'll give you the last week of next month. I'll give you that last full week.
Thank you. I'm glad my autistic son qualifies to be part of small. Like I get, you know what I get, Dave? I get 5 minutes. I get 5 minutes. What's June? Is it just the month of Shaletta? I mean, should
we
just,
I don't know. We could come up with something. I have to look. I don't know. I have to look. Oh, but, you know, I have bought up. So there's an award event. And so I have bought a bunch of tickets. You and Dave coming. It's May 14th. It's at the Metropolitan Ballroom. And so they got tickets available. So I've bought like 1,000 tickets and I'm inviting all my friends. So I want to.
Wait, is this for Dave. Twin Cities Business Magazine or what is it?
Yes, you get the cover and then there's a big award ceremony that'll be interviewing me on the stage. This is like a big damn production, Chad Harbin.
Yeah. What day is it?
So, I mean, if y'all, it's May 14th. It's at the Metropolitan.
Yeah, I've got to do laundry. I have laundry. Dave, what do you got going on the 14th again? I have laundry.
I'm washing my hair.
Oh my God,
don't make
me sick.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we didn't have plans, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, you got to do laundry.
So.
And I mean, Dave's got that thick hair. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go to an update here on the early stages of Princess Catherine and the cancer diagnosis. Congratulations,
thank
richly
you.
Deserved. Love you. Thank you. We'll talk
too.
Next week.
All right.
She is the best follower on every single platform on the planet. It was about 30 minutes ago when Princess Catherine announced a cancer diagnosis, treatment, and appealing for privacy. For a full recap, here is CBS News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.